Hello there, folks. Well, I broke all the rules. I broke all the quarantine rules and I've come out for a wander. Couldn't resist it anymore. Beautiful spring day. So I thought I would come out and get some fresh air. And I thought I'd get some peace and quiet as well, but I'm not the places like Heathrow Airport. Seems to be people everywhere. But you can hardly blame them, really. I mean, the amount of information that everybody's expected to be taking in at the minute it's not really healthy and it's not really normal either. And I'm reminded once again of Gilles Deleuze's concept of the rhizome. I think that's how you say it, where essentially what you find is that you've got all of these competing narratives. And I see this on the internet, and in times of emergency or whatever, everybody's got their own take, everybody's got their own theory of what's going on. And what it amounts to is just a mass of different narratives and different takes that you've got, and you have to try and sift your way through it to find out which one to believe or which one to disbelieve. And you can see that tangled mass of roots there on the other side of the stream, that's pretty much a rhizome, that's what it is. And if you think of all of those different strands there, all of those different roots, each one of them are a narrative. And the reason why people get so arsy about all of this is because everybody's inside of their own narrative, and everybody knows that their narrative is competing with other narratives. So you can pick out one of those roots there, and you can say, well, this is the narrative that, for example, the Chinese government weaponized the virus and deliberately spread it to the West in order to tank the West's economy. Or you can say the West's using the virus to implement martial law across the West, and we can have this sort of liberal police state where you still get all of the powers and the degeneracy, but you've got a police state on top of it. So you're sort of like forced to stay inside of your house and watch whatever it is they put on television these days, reality porn shows or whatever. And then you can have another narrative, which is to say that the whole point of the virus is to cull the Western population, let's say. And each one of these is competing with each other. And then you've got even more conspiratorial ones. And this all adds up to this incoherent mess. And everybody has to pick them apart and decide which narrative they believe in. And this is the nature of the rhizome. It doesn't really have any sort of forward direction. It doesn't have a meta-narrative. It's just a mass of competing narratives and competing truths, which are all subjective. And I think this is what it certainly does my head in. And it reminds me that I learned a few years ago of the virtue of just saying, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know which narrative to believe in, because they all seem to cancel each other out. You'll also notice that when you look at the tangled web of roots there, it's kind of how the internet works, where it looks like what they would call a network. It's like a tree version of how the internet works. And so what we have is this situation where the internet doesn't actually provide any meta truth, and neither does the postmodernism of Deleuze either. There is no catharsis here. You're just trapped in this kind of nihilistic view. But I think most people don't actually realize they're in it. They hitch their wagon to this or that narrative, and then they become dogmatic about it, and they don't even want to open the possibility up to another narrative. They are at war with all the other narratives, and all the other narratives are at war with them. It's the war of all against all, but in terms of discourse and ideas. And nothing, it's funny as well, because if you wanted to create anything new, a new religion or just a whole new worldview, it would only ever, the problem is, because that's what we actually need in the West, I think, but the problem is it would just be one competing strands of many. And so it wouldn't really push itself to a place of prominence and to be dominant. It's impossible to form a dominant worldview when you're in this world of the rhizome, which is, again, you can see the kind of postmodernism there. You end up with, at the end of it all, like, say, on the end of a ContraPoints video, they, gotta be careful for YouTube, they will debunk all of the different narratives around transsexuals and TERFs and feminists, and then at the end of it all, they will just shrug their shoulders and say, well, whatever. Deal with it. And this is essentially just to what he's done there is really just explain that there are all of these competing narratives, and that's fine, it doesn't matter, nothing can ever emerge from it. And it's the same when you have a conspiracy theories, or it might not be a world, it might not be a particularly kind word for these kinds of things, because there isn't actually any conspiracy, or there isn't even a theory either. It's just a rejection of truth and an embracing your truth, which is itself just one of these strands in the narratives. And I think what I do, I mean, it's when you come out and you have a wander in the woods, it puts all of this into perspective. And I think the idea is to say, for the here and now, I don't know. and just not to get too wrapped up in it all. Try and be above it, and at least see the woods, as it were, rather than just the trees, which is a funny analogy, all things considered. But you can also see the value of religion here, because when you've got a religion, whatever it happens to be, it doesn't really matter. But you definitely have a firm foundation for a meta-narrative which can keep your feet on the ground. And then these other variations will just be on the side. They'll be secondary. But it is interesting how it is just the internet and how the internet's affecting people's minds. Because I don't think this kind of thinking used to exist much before the internet. And the funny thing is, Deleuze was writing before the internet. He preempted the internet. But now that we are where we are, it is just a mass of competing views and takes and narratives, none of which can ever really beat the other one, and it becomes this tangled web. Some of them die and new ones pop up, but there's never any catharsis possible with it. And I think that, so like so much of these things, just to understand the framing of it all is a good way to begin, to clear it out of our heads. I also think this is why there's so much anger and so much petty infighting, where somebody hooks onto one little narrative and nails their banners to the cross, and they'll go down with it, and they'll double down and triple down and quadruple on it, even though it's not really worth the trouble, even though it is just one narrative in a mass of competing narratives. And just to frame it, to take a meta look at these things is the most sensible thing, and wait for truth to reveal itself, rather than pushing the same idea over and over again, hoping that you can kind of will that truth into being. Anyway, it's nice to get outdoors. I'll catch you later, folks.